From in and around the DMV to inside the White House, it's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
The president been handing out pardons left and right.
Okay, is Roger Stone next? Hey, April, what's going on?
President Trump did not like the recommended sentence for his convicted friend, Roger Stone. The recommended time to be served, 7 to 9 years. So the U.S. Attorney General agreed with the president and reduced the sentence. The question is, will President Trump pardon Roger Stone as well? That's up in the air. Meanwhile, the president has also withdrawn the nomination of someone to the Treasury Department who worked on the Stone case. So with all of this in the air, I talked with Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts about what happens next. And is the rule of law forever damaged?
What I refer to as the latest trauma, the latest trauma, the latest abuse of power. You know, when it comes to this administration, they're nothing if not consistent and even predictable. You know, they are corrupt. They are callous. They are chaotic. And so this is just more of the same. Another demonstration of lawlessness, corruption, and a flagrant abuse of power. And very consistent with this DOJ. We've experienced unprecedented evading, obstruction, and stonewalling from this administration. And AG Barr is certainly, unlike the four career prosecutors who resigned, he's not someone that I would consider a patriot. He's already proven himself to be more concerned with the personal and self-interest of Donald J. Trump than the American people. He's Donald J. Trump's attorney. He's not ours. If he is had an epiphany of sorts, I'm encouraged.
Hopefully so, April. Thanks so much. That's our White House Insider.
April Ryan, exclusively for WHUR.
Chasing waterfalls, please stick to the rivers and the lakes. My go-go memory is at the Squad Room, the Soul Searchers, and Chuck Brown.
Hey, what's your go-go memory?
The Capitol Center, Parliament, Funkadelic.
Hey, Mark, I got the best go-go memory ever, man. I was about 14 years old, and it was a place over in Southeast called Cherry. And I mean, man, this particular night, you could see like 7 or 8 bands for like $10, Mark.
Wow.
But if you had a canned good, you could get it for $5. And everybody in line, Mark, had spinach, green beans, green peas, everything, man.
All right, look, we're still trying to hear from you with your go-go memories. Call us and share. 202-432-WHUR.